As you learned in Lesson 1 and Lesson 5, people with disabilities and mental health diagnoses have been historically marginalized, oppressed, segregated, silenced, and their diagnoses have often been misunderstood and generalized. This has added to stigmas, which have created greater barriers to equal access and opportunity. Recognizing this can help you advocate for others and continue to educate people on how to best support individuals. The use of restraints has been a topic of controversy ever since the first doctors and scientists began treating people with disabilities and mental health diagnoses. There was a misunderstanding that people with these diagnoses lacked the ability to reason, and when restrained, they could regain this skill. Some doctors did not use restraints and opted for the use of seclusion as a way to decrease violent behavior. There were many who voiced concerns over the use of restraint. However, they didn't believe there were any other options. According to the Minnesota Governor's Council on Developmental Disabilities, in England in the early 1800s, Dr. John Connolly argued that with the right environment and staffing, restraint is never necessary, justifiable, and always injurious. When he was appointed the superintendent of the Middlesex County Asylum at Hanwell, 40 of the 800 patients were restrained. Within 3 months of implementing his no restraint policy, all forms of mechanical restraint were gone. His stance on restraints influenced many others to follow his lead and to look for more moral and ethical ways to treat people.